You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl's joining us here in a moment. I saw this from John Kellich about 2 minutes ago during the break. Notre Dame has made it official. Marcus Freeman has been announced the Notre Dame head coach, and it's been such a while since they've had a head coach. I forgot. Dick Corbett is a Richard Corbett, but it says right there, Dick Corbett, is a huge alumnus of the University of Notre Dame, and he paid $35 million. And so as a person who paid $35 million, part of his deal was the head coach at the University of Notre Dame is not just the head coach at the University of Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman has been announced as the Dick Corbett head football coach at the University of Notre Dame. Because I saw the photo and I went, Dick, oh, that's right. That guy paid a whole bunch of money to have that. So now I have to ask, Akron's not Notre Dame. How much does it cost for it to be the Ken Carmen head football coach of the University of Akron?
I don't know. How much did it cost for you to get the show title that we have now?
I didn't pay any money for it.
Oh,
I didn't make the decision.
Okay. Well, I know you were involved in those discussions because I certainly wasn't involved in those discussions.
How much would it cost for it to be the Ken Carmen head football coach at Streetsboro High School? Because I just saw that the principal at Streetsboro High School liked my tweet, and I went,
do they need new
Let's
uniforms?
Take it to another level.
They need new
You
turf?
Actually reminded me I have to send a check to Perry High School now.
Of course you do.
The good Perry, the one down in Stark County. Not the other one. Daryl Ryder, hello.
Good morning, Ken. I'm sure you could pay cash, whatever the price tag.
Did I share with you my thoughts on Gus Johnson when he was doing the game 2 weeks ago and LeVar Arrington brought up the season tickets for the Lions and he asked Gus Johnson about it. He said, whatever it costs, I got it on me. And I was like, oh, that's such a great line.
I thought he was going to say whatever they cost, it was too much.
Well, he's a Lions fan, so, you know, I mean, still has to support the team, right? I mean, hell.
Yeah, I guess, through thick and thin, more thin than thick, just like the Browns.
Has been a little bit milky there. Daryl Ryder joining us here on the show, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Lima, take it away.
All right, Kurt Warner, did he change your mind on Baker Mayfield?
No, because, I think we all knew that the problems weren't just solely Baker Mayfield. That's a given, but he didn't really change my mind on him as far as Sunday night or just even the big picture. I've said multiple times that the offensive issues that the Browns have clearly run deep, and it just Andrew Berry said it this week himself. It doesn't fall on one player, and obviously because Baker's the quarterback, we all want to look to him. We all look at the numbers. We look at what we see with our own two eyes. But we honestly have no idea what routes are being run, where guys are supposed to be at what times, and all those type of things. So it's easy to blame everything on Baker. But, no, it's not all Baker's fault. But also, you know, Baker doesn't get absolution either.
Real quick, Marcangelo just tweeted at me, the Ken Carmen head football coach at Streetsboro High School with Anthony Lima. Oh, Tone, I'm sorry. Daryl, going off of everything that he said, you know, it's been a weird week because there's been a lot of things. And I said, you know, I'm very thankful that a lot of people listen from 6 a.m. to, you know, whenever they go to bed. And I think that some of the shows have been crossed over. I know Baskin and Phelps have a different opinion. I know Bull and Fox have a much different opinion than Anthony and I do about Baker Mayfield and his responsibility back on Sunday night against the Ravens. You know, I'm just trying to look forward and read tea leaves here. I heard Andrew Berry and what he said,
right.
And it makes me very nervous. It does. It makes me very nervous about the future of Baker Mayfield because there's a lot of things I'm going, what do you really mean by this? What do you really mean by that? And I'm just going by, you say he's not injured. I know he's injured. I can see him limping on there. And I'm going, why you keep putting him out there?
Yep.
What's going on? You trying to figure something out here? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, anyone with a set of eyes can see that Baker is not 100% healthy, and their argument is, well, nobody this time of year is 100% healthy. But, yeah, but, you know, half the league doesn't have the left shoulder hanging off. You know, their knees and heels aren't all bruised up, not limping on and off the field like we've seen Baker. And maybe that is a part of it, Ken. Maybe they are, you know, testing the threshold here with Baker for lack of a better characterization. I've been in the camp that the organization has failed Baker this year by not having him sit multiple weeks. I don't know what the duration should have been, but in my opinion, he should not have come back for that Steeler game. Case Keenum was quite capable of losing to the Steelers 15-10. Baker didn't need to go out there and take a four-quarter beating from Pittsburgh to accomplish that. I don't know what the result would have been in Cincinnati if Case would have started, but I would imagine the Case could have put up at least 7 points against the New England Patriots and 13 against the Detroit Lions. So instead of getting a player healthy for a stretch run, you know, Baker hasn't gotten healthier. I know what they're saying, and you know, he's as healthy as he's been in a long time, et cetera, but listen, I see with my own two eyes. He doesn't look healthier than he's been in a long time to me when I watch him play the game. That's just me. I have to go by what I see with my own two eyes. I understand I'm not perfect and I wear glasses, so I got four of them, but he doesn't look right. He hasn't looked right for pretty much the entire season since he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And the proof's in the pudding. He's lost five of his last seven starts. It's not like he's playing tough and the Browns are winning. They're losing. So I never understood why they were so bent on putting him out there week in and week out if he's not helping the team win. And again, I want to stress, I'm not ripping Baker. It's not a referendum on Baker in the big picture and all that. Just the fact of the matter is, I know what I see with my own two eyes, and it doesn't look right to me.
Dale Reiter, join us on the hotline. Obviously, we've got the explanation this week from the front office. Andrew Berry gave a comprehensive explanation.
So my question is a matter of
fact. That's
right.
Yeah, we played it to the three tiers.
I very politely was asking, why the hell are you playing Baker Mayfield through this?
Right, and it was good to hear him explain it the best we've heard anybody explain it, because Stefanski has not really given the media or the fans much of any reason. So we finally got it from the front office's point of view, which would then lead you to wonder, is this a Andrew Berry decision, front office decision, Paul DePodesta, or Kevin Stefanski? With all that said,
I think it's a collective decision, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
It's medical, it's coaches, it's front office,
and I'm
office,
sure it
it's
is.
Baker.
And I'm sure it is, although the way Baker has played, there's no way they're all unified on this. You couldn't be. This is the worst Baker we've seen, and this is really the Baker we saw during the Freddie Kitchens season. So,
but even if they aren't unified, we've not heard that, to their credit. Typically,
well,
this time of year, come on, Anthony. We're in December. We know how it goes with the Browns when things aren't going well in December, okay? Stuff leaks out, and you know, people are in one corner, others are in the other. We haven't heard that with this group yet.
Well, Daryl, get ready to hear that. If they lose to Baltimore and it's another pedestrian, terrible offensive performance, then they realize playoffs are officially done, and there's no way. They'd have to win out, and they've shown no evidence of being able to do anything like that. So then
I'd argue
think
they need to win out now to get to 11, because I don't think 10 wins based on the tiebreakers, as we have the conversation now,
we'll have
don't
that.
Necessarily fall in their flavor. The good thing is 4 of the 5 are against AFC teams, 3 of the 5 within the division. So if they win out, they're in. If they lose one, I think the only one they can, quote-unquote, afford to lose at this point is Green Bay.
Wow.
Right. They have to sweep Baltimore, Vegas, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. They sweep those, their odds of getting in increase exponentially. However, remember 2007 when they won 10 games that year. The problem was the 10th game they won was the wrong 10th game. They beat San Francisco instead of Cincinnati. That cost them a tiebreaker. I could definitely see the same scenario playing out here, because I've mentioned it before, each one of these, you know, this isn't an insurmountable thing here for the Browns, okay? Ravens are beatable. Vegas is beatable. Packers are beatable. I've watched a couple Green Bay games this year. They're very beatable, and even though they're very good, I acknowledge that, that it is a winnable game. I still can't believe that they lost to the Steelers. That still bothers me. And then, obviously, they took the boots to Cincinnati. So it's conceivable they could end with a five-game winning streak. I live in a little thing I call reality, and I just don't see that happening.
All right, Joe, with all that said, can you help me understand why Andrew Berry, very intelligent guy, obviously knows way more than we do and is closer to the situation, why would someone like that put what I believe to be unnecessary pressure on Baker down the stretch when he basically guaranteed Baker would play well down the stretch? Why would he do that? That seems like pressure no front office would ever want to put on their quarterback who's struggling and obviously banged up.
Yeah, I don't know that he put any.
Barely said, I'm confident he's going to play really well down the stretch. Like,
well, yeah. I don't think
none of us are.
I don't consider that pressure. I consider that a vote of confidence.
But Daryl, also, I can't believe I called you Baker. But Daryl,
I've been called worse.
Also, the fact, Daryl, that, man, we know how big this stretch is for his contract. We know all that. We know that if he plays really well down the stretch, Browns are going to offer him a contract again. Like, they will. But the fact that they basically are saying they're evaluating him as like he's a healthy quarterback like anybody else, they basically undermined any
of
the argument.
Well, that's what they tell us that they're doing. That's what they tell us.
What do you think they're doing?
Just because they tell us they're doing that doesn't mean they're necessarily doing that. I'm not calling Andrew Berry a liar or anything. He's very guarded in how he positions. Look, I don't think they put any more pressure on Baker. I think what Andrew Berry did do, though, is he backed up Kevin Stefanski and he basically took the injury excuse out of the equation and said, look, we believe he's healthy enough to play. We believe he's capable and able to go out and perform at a high level. And that is how we feel about the situation. And so we are evaluating on those merits. He also said that this five-game stretch here is not the end-all be-all, that they are not looking at his future or their evaluation of his future through the lens of the upcoming five games, that he is taking a big-picture view. He acknowledges that Baker has had some good stretches of football, not only this year, but collectively since he was taken number one overall in 2018. He's also had some not-so-good stretches. So when you say that he's put pressure on him, I just have to push back on that, because to me the pressure is, yeah, not only did we expect Baker to play well down the stretch, but this is a pretty big stretch in our evaluation process of Baker at this point, and Andrew Berry did not say that.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. What's the deal with Rashard Higgins?
Great question. I mean, publicly they say nothing's going on. It is the great mystery with him. We've been through this situation before with Freddie Kitchens last year a little bit, this year, where just for whatever reason, they don't put him on the field. And I don't understand why. He can make plays for you. It's not like the passing game can just afford to be without receivers to catch the football, because the passing game desperately needs anybody and everybody that can catch a football at this point. So I don't know what's going on with him. It makes no sense to me. They had JoJo Natson active the other night, and all they got was a 15-yard kickoff return and two offensive snaps from him. But special teams was a major factor there. I think the Browns could have lived without that Sunday night, but that's just me. I think they could have used a fullback against the Ravens as well, going against that run defense. But again, that's just me.
Jonathan Taylor is the leader now for the MVP. Did Kevin Stefanski cost Nick Chubb the MVP?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa! Whoa!
No, Chubb's missed time this year. So I think that had Chubb been able to – I think it's three games that Chubb has missed. So you factor in those three games, he's probably second in the league in rushing right now. So, no, I don't think Kevin Stefanski's cost Nick Chubb the MVP. Freddie Kitchens cost Nick Chubb the rushing title a couple years ago. But I don't think Kevin Stefanski's cost Chubb an MVP.
I didn't screw Brett. Brett screwed Brett. You don't know the reference, do you?
No, I'm drawing a blank at this point.
Lime, I'm out of questions. Go ahead and ask him.
Daryl, let's get excited about the Cavs. It's time. Yeah, somebody called up off the air and said, why aren't you guys talking about Jared Allen? You know what? We probably should be. He's been terrific, but it's like Evan Mobley is this rookie.
Yeah.
Darius Garland looks like he's making the leap. I said the other night.
We talked about Jared Allen a little bit.
But we don't talk about him.
Brain fart there.
For a guy that's putting up his
breaks, Lord almighty.
For a guy that's putting up the numbers that he's putting up, it has been pretty impressive. There's so much to like about this team right now. Where are you on the Cavs, Daryl? Are you all in right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, rebuilds are painful. We know that. It's nice to see that some of this is starting to pay off. I thought real early when they came off that road trip and Kobe Altman put that real positive message out, I was like, I don't know. It might be a little early for the victory lap. Cavs started pretty good last year, and then everything fell apart real fast. But, no, I really think it's a young, exciting team. Evan Mobley, in my opinion, I think has kind of changed the trajectory of this thing. I won't say like LeBron because I don't think that that's fair to put that on him. But I do think it's fair to compare the situations. I just feel like Evan Mobley really gives them a lot of reason to be excited and optimistic about where they are headed going forward. Right now, just, you know, watching them, I think there's a chance they could be seventh or eighth seed here in the Eastern Conference, get themselves into the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to get past the first round, but, you know, they're a lot of fun to watch. And Mobley and, you mentioned Allen, I think JB Bickerstaff has done a really, really good job. I had some questions about Bickerstaff coming into this season, whether or not, you know, it was a situation where he just had to handle the rebuild and they needed to bring in another coach to take it to that quote-unquote next level. But I think Bickerstaff can handle that just fine. So they're a lot of fun to watch, man. Who would have thought in December we'd be saying thank God for the Cavs?
You're a lot of fun to talk to, Daryl.
Ah, that was a joy. Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome, guys. Enjoy your no Browns loss weekend off.
Okay. Really?
Is that
really
the way you're going to end the conversation,
yes,
Daryl?
That's how we're going to end it. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you in hell, Daryl.
You first.
Bye. Oh, trust me, I'll beat you there.
He didn't say it. He didn't say it. He's officially out.
He hasn't said it in 3 weeks. Where have you been?
No, he has, and he is done. He's off the bandwagon.
Okay. Coming up in a bit, you make a lot of money. You can wait. Coming up next, fake accents live on The Fan. Window Nation and WindowNation.com. You know, no matter what way you want to say it, whether you would like to say it like this, whether you would like to say it like this, or whether you like to say it like this, it don't matter. You just go ahead and go on over to Window Nation and WindowNation.com. 866-90-NATION, because no matter how you say it, it leads to savings. Right now, you get an entire house of windows, only $99 a month. That's it. That's all. Only $99 a month. You're going to save so much with Window Nation. An A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you know you are taken care of by the wonderful people with Window Nation. All you have to do is check them out on the website, windownation.com, or give them a call, 866-90-NATION. Don't worry about that weather. They work room by room in your home to make sure that everything has a good fit and everything is still nice and warm, and then get it done in just about a day. That's how much better Window Nation is. So you don't just want new windows. You want the best windows. You want to save a ton of money on your energy bills. You want to lower those energy bills. You want to up the resale value of your home. It's time to go with Window Nation. 866-90-NATION. Get a house of windows for only $99 a month. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
From the Extend Technology Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas. Cavalier Center Evan Mobley named the NBA's Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for November. Mobley averaged 14 points, 8 rebounds a game. The Cavs going 11-6 in games he played in. Mobley missed 4 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!